At the start of this week, we have seen just a crazy cattle market. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update.
Crazy is a great word, very descriptive, and we're just seeing money run out.
That's Nick Repke with Kleist Commodities.
The funds got very long. Money was coming in from a lot of outside places, and they just blow it all out. They throw the baby out with the bathwater. You see the spillover into some of these other markets like hogs, but it's got everybody running for cover, gapping down, especially on feeders through some 100-day. To be real honest, we were overdone to the upside. So now I think we're going to go probably a little further than expected to the downside. So my charts really don't have much more for support below the 100-day on feeders until you get close to like $3, $3.10 on the Novi contract. So there's room to work.
If we want to be optimistic about the end of the market day on Tuesday,
you saw some strength in the live cattle. So that's reassuring. Maybe we see some stabilization, have this a little bit more orderly. So if guys need to move some stuff, they can without fear of missing a $10 swing on a 30-minute candle.
All eyes have been on this cattle market. And as we look at hogs, they have kind of just been a follower this week.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what's going on. They're just blowing out all the meats. So we're down 5-6 days in a row there. I haven't really heard any really negative news. Demand is still decent on pork. It's still fairly priced. And we are running into some support. And we talked last week that we should find some support around 80. I still do believe that, closing at 80, 82 on the D's today gets us almost in the neighborhood. And I think it'll stabilize once, feeders find a little bit of traction, or at least, the velocity slows down a little bit there.
And again, that's Nick Repke with Kleist Commodities helping us out on this past Tuesday's 1:30 Commodity Wrap. With your Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.